What if the boundaries of time weren't as rigid as we think? What if we could step forward to see the future, or even slip back into the past? Imagine time isn't an unchangeable stream, but something we might one day be able to bend. It sounds like pure fantasy, but scientists actually believe we might be closer to this than we realize. The answer might change everything we know. Let's find out. Hey everyone, welcome back to Divergent History, where we dive into the big what-ifs that keep you up at night. Today we're tackling one of the most mind-bending questions out there. What if time travel is possible? It's one of those ideas that's fascinated us for as long as we've known what time even is. So let's look at what science has to say, along with the stories and mysteries that keep this idea alive.
Oh great! Just another casual day talking about bending time, no big deal. What's next? Are we going to start asking if we can borrow gravity for a while?
Well, you never know, Wendell. But seriously, time travel is one of those concepts that's been around in myths, sci-fi, and even ancient legends. People have always wondered if it's possible, and if it is, what kind of Pandora's box it might open.
Ah, nothing like a bit of time warp chaos to keep things interesting.
So, first things first, is time travel even possible? The surprising answer from physicists is, kinda, yes. At least moving forward in time is scientifically feasible. This concept comes from Einstein's theory of relativity, which tells us that time itself isn't a constant, unchanging flow. Instead, it can bend and stretch depending on factors like speed and gravity. This is the basis of time dilation. Essentially, when an object moves at a high velocity, specifically near the speed of light, time slows down for that object in relation to something that's stationary. Now, let's break that down a bit further. Imagine you're on a spaceship, zooming through space and nearly at the speed of light. Time for you on board that spaceship would pass more slowly compared to someone on Earth. So while you might feel like only a few days have passed on your journey, for the people back on Earth, years or even decades could have gone by. This is because as your speed increases, the faster you go, the greater the time dilation effect becomes. Now, this isn't just a sci-fi concept. It's a phenomenon that's been experimentally verified. One of the most famous examples of time dilation involves astronauts on the International Space Station. While they're orbiting Earth at about 28,000 kilometers per hour, time for them passes just a little slower than it does for people on Earth. Now, it's not a huge difference, but after spending several months up there, astronauts age a tiny fraction less than they would have if they had stayed on Earth. We can even measure the difference using atomic clocks that are precise enough to detect such small changes. Here's the tricky part. The faster you go, the more time slows down. But getting close to the speed of light would require an insane amount of energy. The closer you get to light speed, the more energy it takes to continue accelerating. So, practically speaking, we need technology we don't have yet. Massive, powerful energy sources to reach those speeds. Even so, time dilation is real and has been demonstrated in a variety of tests, from particles and accelerators moving near light speed to those atomic clocks on airplanes and satellites.
It's wild to think that time isn't some unchangeable thing, that it's this flexible, stretchable force that responds to the speed we're moving or the gravity we're under. Almost like time is a piece of clay in the hands of physics, shaped by our movements and surroundings. It's not just that we can't stop it, it's that it moves differently depending on what we're doing.
Exactly, Wendell. It's one of the most mind-bending concepts in physics. Time isn't a fixed, unchanging river. It's more like a current that can flow in different ways depending on your speed or where you are in the universe. And yes, it's very real. That stretchable quality of time has been proven by experiments that measure time at different speeds and under different conditions. Think about it this way. The faster you travel, the more stretched time becomes for you relative to others. It's like a rubber band that gets longer the faster you go. And while this stretching of time may sound like something out of a sci-fi novel, it's a consequence of the universe's structure, something we observe in real experiments. As strange as it might sound, moving through time slower relative to others is one of the most solid, experimentally backed concepts in physics today. So, while traveling to the future might not be as simple as hopping in a spaceship and zooming off, time dilation is an effect that's very real and scientifically sound. It's a one-way trip to the future, though, so don't expect to travel back in time just yet. And even though it's possible to achieve this with current technology, like in high-speed particle accelerators or satellites, getting close to light speed and anything large enough for human travel is still in the realm of the far, far future. Yet, as impossible as it might seem now, there are whispers in the fabric of physics, hints of something far stranger, something that challenges everything we think we know about the flow of time. So, if moving forward in time is doable, what about taking a shortcut? Well, that's where wormholes come in. If you've watched any sci-fi movie, you've probably heard of them. They're these theoretical shortcuts that could connect two distant points in space and time. Imagine folding a piece of paper so that two distant points on the paper meet. In the case of a wormhole, we're talking about bending space and time itself. Instead of traveling a long, conventional route through space, a wormhole could provide a shortcut, allowing you to travel between two far-off points almost instantaneously. If wormholes exist, and if we could stabilize one, they might just open up the possibility of traveling not just across space, but also through time. Now, here's where it gets fascinating. Wormholes are based on the equations of general relativity, so theoretically, they're possible. The problem is, we don't exactly know if they exist or how to find one. Even if we did find one, keeping it stable enough for travel is a whole other story. If a wormhole collapses, the traveler would likely be stuck at the bottom of a very deep and very dangerous cosmic hole. That's why physicist Kip Thorne, yep, the same guy who worked on the movie Interstellar, has been working on the concept. He thinks it might be possible to stabilize a wormhole using something called exotic matter, which is a theoretical substance with negative energy. This exotic matter would act like scaffolding to keep the wormhole from collapsing on itself, at least long enough for a person to pass through. Now, the real issue with wormholes, though, is that exotic matter doesn't exactly exist in the quantities we need. Not to mention, we have zero idea how to create it. But even if we did have access to exotic matter, traveling through a wormhole would be no easy feat. We would need to figure out how to create the right conditions for one to form, and even then, we have no clue how to control its size and stability.
Ah, yes. Let's just summon some exotic matter out of thin air. No big deal. And once we've got that, we can take a little stroll through the universe's shortcuts. Maybe I'll head back to the time of the dinosaurs for a nice long vacation. Just hope I don't end up in the belly of a T-Rex.
Right, because time travel is just that easy, Wendell. You'd end up as a T-Rex snack in no time. But seriously, while the idea of wormholes sounds amazing, the challenges are enormous. There's no known way to generate the kind of energy or negative mass needed to stabilize a wormhole. And even if we could, we're still left with one very important question. Where do we put this thing? The universe is a big place, and the distances between stable points in space and time are just, well, massive. And then there's the issue of black holes. These massive objects warp space-time to such an extreme degree that they create an area from which nothing could escape, not even light. The closer you get to a black hole, the more time slows down relative to an observer who's far away. So in theory, if you could get close to enough to a black hole, you might experience time moving more slowly for you, while the rest of the universe ages rapidly. But here's the catch. Getting too close means getting pulled into the black hole's event horizon, which is the point of no return, where the gravitational forces would be so intense that you'd be stretched out into something called, wait for it, spaghettification. Not exactly the most pleasant outcome.
Right, because nothing says fun vacation like becoming a human spaghetti noodle. Maybe I'll stick with my standard owl perch.
Yeah, probably a good call. The reality of black holes is that we don't even know if it's possible to travel near one without being destroyed. They distort space and time to such an extreme that it's hard to imagine surviving the trip. But if you were to hypothetically survive a close encounter with a black hole and make it back to normal space, you'd experience something mind-bending. You would have traveled to the future. For you, only a few moments would have passed. But everyone else, centuries might have gone by. So, while wormholes and black holes offer tantalizing possibilities for time travel, they come with massive challenges and risks. The science is still theoretical, and we're a long way from making any of these ideas a reality. But who knows? Maybe advances in physics and technology, the future may hold some surprises. But what if the risks we've imagined are nothing compared to what we might already have set in motion, without even knowing it? All right, so we've talked about moving forward, but what about going back in time? Now that's where things get tricky. Time travel to the past introduces a huge issue known as the grandfather paradox. Imagine you hop in your time machine, travel back, and somehow prevent your grandparents from ever meeting. That would mean that you were never born. But wait, if you were never born, how could you have traveled back in time to prevent their meeting in the first place? It creates a loop with no clear beginning or end. So it's like trying to untie a knot that wasn't even there in the first place. Now, this paradox is one of the biggest puzzles in time travel theory. It points to a fundamental issue. How can we affect the past without erasing the very conditions that made the time travel possible in the first place? This creates a logical contradiction, and many physicists argue it's impossible to resolve. You can't travel back and change something if doing so would undo your ability to go back. This paradox raises a big question. Does the past allow for change, or is it locked in place like a concrete foundation? Well, to solve this, some scientists propose ideas like the self-consistency principle, suggested by physicist Igor Novikov in the 1980s. This principle argues that time might be self-correcting, meaning no matter what you try to change in the past, the timeline would adjust itself to keep things consistent and avoid paradoxes. It's like time has its own internal mechanism that prevents reality from falling apart.
Ah, so time travel would require an entire manual on what not to do, starting with don't accidentally delete yourself from existence. Sounds like an adventure that comes with a hefty set of rules, like some cosmic game of don't break the universe.
Well, exactly, Wendell. It's not as simple as just hopping into a time machine and doing whatever you want. If time travel were possible, we'd have to be super careful not to mess things up too badly. But what's interesting is that the self-consistency principle suggests that even if you try to change something important, say stop your grandparents from meeting, the universe would somehow adjust to prevent you from actually altering the timeline. It's like time has its own way of fixing itself, ensuring that history stays intact. But there are other theories too. Some scientists have suggested that time travel to the past might lead to the creation of a new timeline or a new alternate universe, one where your actions don't affect the original timeline. This is often called the many worlds hypothesis. In this scenario, every time you travel back and change something, a new branch of reality is created. So, you don't erase your own existence, but rather create a parallel universe where things are slightly different from your original timeline. Imagine if you kept going back in time, trying to change things over and over again, you would be creating multiple alternate universes. Truly mind-blowing.
Or maybe time would just sit back, grab some popcorn, and enjoy the chaos as it watches you fumble through history, only to sweep in at the last moment and fix everything like some cosmic janitor.
Exactly, Wendell. Time would probably have a good laugh, watching you try to mess things up and then just fixing things behind your back. It's a pretty clever idea, though, this notion that time could have an inherent self-correcting mechanism. So, while traveling to the past presents huge paradoxical issues, the self-consistency principle suggests that the timeline would somehow adjust to prevent any changes that could undo the time travel itself. Whether that's through some kind of cosmic time policing or the creation of alternate realities, time travel to the past remains one of the most puzzling and fascinating concepts in theoretical physics. Now, what if, in our attempts to understand the past, we've already left behind traces of something or someone we were never meant to find? Time travel isn't just a modern idea. If you look closely, you'll see that ancient cultures had myths and legends that sound suspiciously like time travel. One example is from the Mahabharata, an ancient Indian text that tells a story of King Raivata Kakudimi. In the tale, King Raivata travels to heaven to meet the creator god, Brahma. He spends what feels like just a short time there, but when he returns to earth, centuries have passed. He's been gone so long that the world he knew is unrecognizable. Now that sounds a lot like time dilation, doesn't it? Now this may sound like a wild stretch, but the fact that these ancient stories seem to describe time behaving in a way that aligns with modern physics is fascinating. They may not have the language or scientific understanding we have today, but their stories hint at an understanding of time that's far more complex than we give them credit for. It's fascinating how the concept of time bending shows up in so many different cultures. And it's not just the Mahabharata. There are similar stories from around the world. The ancient Greek myth of the Wheel of Time in Orphic tradition also alludes to time cycles and rebirth, hinting at the idea that time itself isn't just a straight line, but a looping or cyclical concept. Then there are the Native American stories of the Thunderbird, which supposedly can manipulate the elements and travel across time. Even though these cultures didn't have the physics we do today, their stories all suggest that time wasn't something fixed. It could be bent or manipulated in various ways.
It's crazy how these ancient cultures seem to have a grasp on ideas about time that we didn't fully understand until centuries later.
That's right. It's almost like they had a sense of time's fluidity long before Einstein put it into equations. The fact that time travel-like concepts pop up across so many cultures, from ancient Indian texts to Greek and Norse mythology, suggests that the ideal of bending time wasn't just some fanciful invention. So, while we can't say for sure if ancient people actually had time travel technology, or if they were using it, the consistency of these time-bending ideas across different cultures is pretty remarkable. So, why are we so obsessed with time travel? Well, I think it's because time is like the ultimate gatekeeper. It's the one thing we can't control, and it's always moving forward. Who hasn't wished they could go back, fix a mistake, or relive a special moment? Whether it's a moment of regret or a missed opportunity, time travel offers this fantasy of second chances, of reclaiming lost moments. It taps into our desire to go back and make things right, or to experience something we lost. Think about it. We're constantly chasing the idea of reclaiming moments. From the way we look back on past events, to the way we fantasize about how things could have gone differently, time is always pulling us in two different directions, toward the future and back to the past. And science fiction, in many ways, offers us a way to explore this in a way that feels like it could actually happen. But deep down, we're also trying to make peace with the fact that time can't be stopped or reversed. So in scientific terms, we can never go back in time. Time is a one-way street, at least as far as we understand it. There's no known way to reverse entropy, which is the natural progression of disorder that governs everything in the universe. The second law of thermodynamics suggests that everything moves from a state of order to disorder, and there's no going backward. But honestly, time travel taps into something deeper than just avoiding bad purchases. It's this need for closure, for redemption. We want the power to correct the missteps we regret, to experience the moments we missed, or to say the things we wish we had said. It's not just about trying to fix things. It's about making peace with time itself and the choices we've made. Now let's talk about the risks of time travel for a second. Imagine if time travel were actually possible. Who would control it? Do we really trust the government to control anything anymore? Could anyone just jump back and alter history? And what happens if someone uses it to, say, change the course of a war or prevent a major invention from ever happening? The ability to travel through time opens up a Pandora's box of potential dangers, not just for the individual, but for the fabric of society itself. If we could change past events, what kind of impact would that have on the present and the future? From a scientific perspective, time travel could very well create what physicists call a causal loop, where actions taken in the past influence the present and future, creating an infinite cycle of causes and effects. Even the smallest intervention could lead to unpredictable consequences.
Oh, sure, Ralph. I'm sure everyone would use it responsibly, like they do with, I don't know, every other powerful technology out there, like, you know, nuclear weapons or social media. Yeah. That's gone super well.
Touché, Wendell. But what if the ripples of those changes aren't just theoretical? What if the evidence of tampered timelines is already all around us, hiding in plain sight? All right, everyone, buckle up. We're heading into the realm of strange stories and alleged evidence, cases that some believe are proof that time travelers walk among us. Are these genuine time travel slip-ups, or just a series of coincidences and clever hoaxes? Let's explore these cases and see if they leave you scratching your head.
Let me guess. A bunch of random photos and old news clippings where people are holding stuff they shouldn't be holding, wearing things they shouldn't be wearing, or just plain looking out of place.
Yes, but there's more than meets the eye, Wendell. Each of these stories has a backstory, a mysterious character, and a twist that makes you question what's possible. So, let's start with one of the most infamous cases. Let's revisit the story of the so-called time-traveling hipster, a photo that's as mysterious as it is bizarre. The photo was taken in 1941, during the reopening of the South Fork Bridge in British Columbia. It's a black and white crowd scene with everyone dressed exactly as you'd expect for the 40s. Suits, hats, dresses, and all the vintage flair of the era. But then, right smack in the middle of the crowd, there's this one guy who looks way out of place. He's got a modern graphic t-shirt, a zip-up hoodie, slick back hair, and sunglasses that look straight out of 2015. His outfit completely clashes with the time period, and the more you look at it, the weirder it gets. Now, what's fascinating is how perfectly he stands out from everyone else. His clothing, his attitude, everything about him screams modern-day person. Some people argue that maybe the guy was a bit of a fashion-forward trendsetter who was just ahead of his time. After all, the 1940s were a period of intense innovation in fashion, and some styles might have seemed out there at the time, especially when viewed through a modern lens. Still, it's hard to explain how a casual outfit like that could make its way into a 1941 crowd. And the sunglasses? Those definitely seem more like something you'd wear today. Some experts even suggest that it could be a simple case of misinterpretation. Like maybe his attire was unusual for the period, but not entirely out of place in terms of design. But then there's the more fantastical theory. Maybe this guy was a time traveler. Imagine it. He accidentally ended up in 1941. Maybe through some malfunction with space and time. And there he is, stuck in a historical moment. And maybe, just maybe, that was the moment when he was snapped into a photo, completely unaware that he'd become part of history. What's even more intriguing is the ongoing debate online. Some have even looked for rational explanations. There's a theory that maybe the man was a time traveler from a parallel universe. The multiverse theory suggests that there are infinite versions of reality, and if this man did come from one of those alternate realities, then his modern look could make sense. But it doesn't explain how he would have ended up in this reality, unless, of course, the boundaries between universes are thinner than we think.
So, what you're saying is that this poor guy, trying to catch a glimpse of history, probably just walked into a glitch in the Matrix and got caught in a photo that we've now turned into a time travel conspiracy. Classic.
The time traveling hipster photo, whether it's a real anomaly or just an odd fashion misstep, keeps sparking debates about time travel. But what if a man was just dropped in the middle of a city, alone and bewildered and lost in time itself, in the middle of New York City? Next up, we have the strange tale of Rudolph Fence, a case that's practically pulled from the pages of a sci-fi book. This one's been puzzling people for decades. In 1950, a man reportedly appeared in the middle of New York City, looking bewildered and completely out of place. Witnesses described him as being dressed in clothes from the 1800s, Victorian-style boots, an old-fashioned suit, even a hat. It wasn't just the clothes that seemed out of place. His entire demeanor was just off. He looked terrified, as though he didn't recognize his surroundings at all. And before anyone could help him, he was tragically hit by a car and killed. It's a heartbreaking end to an already bizarre story. When officials checked his belongings, they found items that seemed like they had no place in the 1950s. Among the items were coins and a letter addressed to him from the 1870s. His clothes were dated, and the coins were from a time when they were no longer in circulation. But the most perplexing part was that no one could find any records of him in the city or beyond. No family, no history, nothing that linked him to the modern world. It was as if he had literally appeared out of nowhere. Could this have been some sort of glitch in time? Or was this simply an urban legend that got way out of hand? There are a few theories about what happened to Rudolph Fence. Some think he might have genuinely slipped through time. This theory would suggest that for reasons we don't fully understand, he was transported from the late 19th century to the 20th century in a momentary tear in the space-time continuum.
Or he's just a historical ghost with a really tragic ending. Maybe he's stuck in some eternal loop of time, wandering the streets of New York, unable to find his way back. Couldn't be worse than some of the tourist traps around there, I guess. Still, pretty spooky.
The other possibility is that it's just an urban legend and the whole story is fabricated, possibly an exaggerated account of a real person's tragic death. The details, like the letter from the 1870s and the vintage coins, could have been inserted later to add some mystery and spice to the tale. Maybe Fence was just a man who had a little too much to drink, wandered into traffic, and met a tragic end. And later, storytellers added in all these bizarre details to make it more intriguing. Whether you believe the Rudolph Fence story is real or just an urban legend, it continues to spark debate. Let's move on to something that has baffled archaeologists. In 2008, while excavating an ancient sealed tomb in China believed to be 400 years old, archaeologists claimed to have found a small object that looked suspiciously like a modern-day Swiss watch, complete with the word Swiss engraved on it. And get this, the time on the watch was frozen at exactly 10:06.
So someone from the future decided to sneak a watch into a tomb as a little practical joke on historians.
Well, that's one theory. Some skeptics argue that it's either a modern intrusion or a hoax, but others claim it could be evidence of time travel. How could a contemporary Swiss watch end up in a tomb that hadn't been opened for centuries? The mystery remains, and it continues to stir up plenty of debate. Now, here's a tale straight out of a ghost story. The Moberly Jourdain incident, also known as the Versailles time slip. In 1901, two English women, Charlotte Moberly and Eleanor Jourdain, were visiting the Palace of Versailles when they reportedly experienced something inexplicable. While wandering the grounds, they claimed to see people dressed in 18th century clothing, hear unfamiliar sounds, and even encounter Marie Antoinette herself.
So, a little jet lag and a lot of imagination.
Well, that's what some people thought. But Moberly and Jourdain were both well-respected academics. They wrote a book about the experience, claiming they had somehow walked into a different time period. The incident is still debated, with some believing they genuinely slipped through time, while others chalk it up to mass hallucination. But the most famous account of alleged time travel unfolds not in the distant past, but uncomfortably close to our own time. Let's dive into one of the most famous modern cases of alleged time travel, John Titor, the supposed time traveler from 2036. In the year 2000, someone calling themselves John Titor began posting on internet forums, claiming to be a soldier from the future. He said he'd been sent back to obtain a vintage IBM computer that could supposedly fix certain problems with the computers in his time. His posts included complex descriptions of time travel mechanics, predictions of future events, and warnings about upcoming global conflicts. Titor talked about a future marked by civil unrest, a second American Civil War, in world conflict. Although some of his predictions didn't come true, others were eerily close, leading some to believe he may have actually had insight into our future. While many dismiss him as a hoax, his posts continue to captivate conspiracy theorists and sci-fi fans alike. Here's one more strange case. In a 1938 Charlie Chaplin film, The Circus, a scene features a woman appears to be holding something to her ear and talking, something that looks suspiciously like a cell phone. Now, obviously, cell phones didn't exist back then, so what was she holding? Some think it could have been a hearing aid, which was around at the time, though it still seems unusual for the era. But for those who love a good old time travel story, it's one more curious detail that makes you wonder. Now let's get into some of the wildest alleged time travel cases out there. And here's one of my favorites. The story of Andrew Carlson, the man who seemed to have an uncanny knowledge of future stock markets. Back in 2003, Carlson was arrested by the FBI after reportedly turning an initial $800 investment into $350 million in just 2 weeks. Now, if that doesn't raise a few eyebrows, I don't know what does. Can you imagine the level of precision and insight needed to pull off that kind of financial success? In the world of investing, this kind of information would be priceless if it were legit. But here's where it gets even stranger. During a 4-hour interrogation, Carlson gave a rather unconventional explanation. He claimed he was from the year 2256 and had used his knowledge of future events to make his fortune. According to Carlson, he had come back to the 21st century to capitalize on this inside knowledge. Basically, he was using future stock market data to outmaneuver everyone else and make a massive profit. Now, how many times do we see these stories in Time Travelers in Fiction, who use this very concept to alter their fate. Well, it seems like Carlson was living out that very trope, but in real life. Or at least, so it seemed.
Yeah, sure. Because that's the first thing you'd say in an FBI interrogation. I'm a time traveler. Real smooth, Carlson. I mean, who wouldn't buy that as a credible excuse? Just casually drop that bombshell when you're being interrogated by the FBI, then hope they're just going to let you walk out of there.
Yeah, it makes sense. Not exactly the best strategy for keeping a low profile. But, you know, it actually gets weirder. If the story weren't bizarre enough, Carlson allegedly offered to reveal a lot of classified information in exchange for a reduced sentence. He promised to share the cure for AIDS, the location of Osama bin Laden, and more. But wait, there's more. Shortly after his arrest, Carlson was mysteriously bailed out by an unknown individual. The whole situation became even stranger when, after his release, Carlson was never seen or heard from again. No one could find him. No one knew who the mysterious person was who bailed him out. Till this day, there's no record of anyone named Andrew Carlson before that arrest, and no further evidence to suggest that he existed before that point. It's like he popped into existence just for that moment. His disappearance left everyone scratching their heads. And that's the part that really keeps the story alive, doesn't it? The disappearance, the missing records, the shady characters involved. It all makes for one heck of a conspiracy theory. Yet, what if we could send an entire ship through time? Is that even possible? Well, the US government sure seems to think so. Finally, let's not forget the infamous Philadelphia experiment, a story that still sparks debate and fuels conspiracy theories. In 1943, the US Navy allegedly attempted to make the USS Eldridge, a naval destroyer, invisible as part of a top-secret military experiment during World War II. The goal, according to the story, was to use powerful electromagnetic fields to cloak the ship from enemy radar. But according to some accounts, the experiment didn't go as planned. Instead of simply rendering the ship invisible, the Eldridge was supposedly transported through space and time. According to the most dramatic version of the tale, the ship wasn't just invisible. It was teleported to a completely different location, somewhere between Philadelphia and Norfolk, Virginia. The story gets even more bizarre, with reports claiming that some of the sailors aboard the ship suffered horrifying side effects. Some were said to have been embedded into the walls of the ship itself, while others were allegedly thrown into different points in time altogether. Now, the Philadelphia experiment has been largely debunked by historians and scientists. There's no concrete evidence that the event ever occurred, and most of the claims come from later sources, particularly from a man named Carl Allen, who alleged to have witnessed the event and later wrote about it. Many people think the whole thing is a hoax or a misunderstanding of an actual experiment that was more mundane, like testing radar invisibility using magnetic fields, but without any of the teleportation or time travel claims. Either way, it's a fascinating story that reminds us of the risks involved in exploring the boundaries of time and space. So, what if time travel really is possible? Maybe we're waiting for a breakthrough, or maybe it's happening all around us in ways we're not yet able to see or understand. Either way, it's a reminder of just how little we truly know about reality.
Guess we'll just have to wait and see, or, you know, fast forward a bit.
Thanks for joining us on this journey. The concept of time travel lets us imagine realities beyond our daily lives, and maybe that's what keeps us coming back to it. If you enjoyed this deep dive into the world of time travel, please take a moment to subscribe, like, and share your thoughts in the comments. Your engagement helps small channels like ours reach more inquisitive minds. And remember, many of our topics come from viewers like you. If there's an idea or a what if you'd like for us to tackle, drop it below in the comments. Who knows? It might just be our next adventure.
Until next time, stay curious, stay thoughtful, and let's navigate this crazy world together.
Whoa. Hold on. That's my line.
Oh, look who's territorial. You can have your line back, Ralph. Until next time, folks.
Take care, everyone, and remember, you are truly appreciated.